Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this first Friday, Getaway Friday, in the season of summer. June 23rd, 2023, 22 minutes past the hour, and we are live here. 6:23:23, joined in studio this morning by Matt Morgan. Going to play some Family Feud here, give some stuff away. Matt, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, Scott?
Good. Pull that mic a little closer to your... You got a chair behind you there. Now, tonight we're going to have the Big Friday Night Show, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Now, I'm not announcing the special guest, but we are going to have a female perspective tonight, and it's the first time in a few weeks, and there'll be four of us.
It'll be nice.
You excited?
Yeah.
It's going to be high excitement tonight, so tune in tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Now, we're going to do the Family Feud. We've got tickets to the African Safari in Port Clinton, Ohio. We've got a large neighbor's pizza coming up here. So, Matt, give them the first category. It's a pretty easy category. Now, you're going to have to give everything here because I got nothing on my end. All I'm going to do is write down the entrance.
All right. So, I got three categories, and the first one we'll start with is most popular ice cream flavors.
Most popular ice cream flavors. Now, remember, we are in the studio today. 740-383-9944 is the number. 740-383-9944. Most popular ice cream flavors. Now, you could win tickets to the African Safari. You could win tickets to, or you could win a large neighbor's pizza. That's what we have. Two tickets to the African Safari in Port Clinton, Ohio are a large, one-topping neighbor's pizza. Most popular ice cream flavors. 740-383-9944. You might want to put that headset on there. Matt, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Vanilla.
We already had the headset on. I'm delirious this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Vanilla.
Oh, vanilla.
Vanilla is number one.
Vanilla's number one. We got you. Hey, Lee, did you hear the interview this morning with Jay McDonald and Bales?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I can barely hear you now.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah, on the phone.
Okay, let me adjust the microphone here. Okay. Well, that didn't do very well. Hold on a second. All right. Wow, that's going to... Hello. Okay. The microphone's being funny here this morning. Let me see if I can get this thing. You know, Glenn, ever since he put Lysol in this thing, it's never worked right. Okay, how's that? Is that better?
A little bit better, but it's not much.
Not much better. Okay, well, how about that? A little better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, what did you think of that interview this morning? What did you make of the drug bust?
I'll think of the interview.
Yeah, with McDonald and Bales this morning.
Oh, that was good. At least sometimes you don't think they're working on it because this stuff just keeps happening. But they've worked them 2.5 years on it, and I hope it makes a difference.
My microphone is doing all kinds of funny things this morning. Yeah, we certainly hope it did make a difference. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, only if everything worked right, we could actually do the show properly here. Oh, okay, let's see, is that better? How does that sound? Is that good?
Yeah.
We're not having any echo or anything, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as long as that sounds good, we'll stick right there. 740-383-9944. Now, what is the category again?
Most popular ice cream flavors.
Most popular ice cream flavors. Most popular ice cream flavors. Does anybody know what those are? Vanilla was number one. 740-383-9944. We have tickets to the African Safari and tickets to, I keep saying tickets, it's a large pizza. Go ahead, caller.
I'm very partial to mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip is number three.
Mint chocolate chip is number three. You got it.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. Mint chocolate chip shows up at number three. Oh, maybe that's why I had the phone thing turned up. That got rid of a little bit of the echo there. It's been one of those mornings. It's a rainy Friday morning. We'll get through it, though. Mint chocolate chip number three and vanilla number one, and we have six answers left.
We have four answers to go.
740-383-9944. That's what I meant to say. Four answers left to go. This is awful this morning. I don't know. I think it's January. My brain is somewhere. I'm doing a different show on a different station. Like, yeah, but it's a heck of a show, the show I'm doing somewhere else. It's a great, great show. 740-383-9944. Favorite ice cream flavors. Give us a buzz. Remember, we are in the studio here today. So the telephone number is 740-383-9944. Two tickets to the African Safari. And what else do we have here? Large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping to give away today. And Charlene, if you're out there listening, we've got your Del Taco $10 gift card and your Del Taco beanie in the studio. If you want to pick that up before 1 o'clock today, we'll have that for you here. Charlene's Del Taco beanie. All right. Let's see what else we got coming down the line here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Pistachio is not on the list.
How are we sounding?
Good to me.
All right, sounds good. No pistachio.
Okay.
No pistachio on the list today. Now, what is pistachio? It tastes like what?
I think a pistachio is like a nut of some kind.
So pistachio ice cream tastes like nuts.
I guess.
Pistachio nuts.
It's probably green.
It could be. You know, green ice cream is not unappealing to me. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
Chocolate is number two.
Chocolate's number two, absolutely. Chocolate comes in at number two. So now we've got chocolate, vanilla, mint chocolate chip.
Yep.
I'm surprised mint chocolate chip made it on the list. That's kind of a complicated one.
See, me too, I'm not going to lie. It was number three.
Now, mint chocolate chip would be a green ice cream.
Yeah.
There you go, but no pistachio. 740-383-9944. Favorite ice cream flavors. That's what we're looking for. Favorite ice cream flavors. 740-383-9944. So far, we've got vanilla, we've got chocolate, we've got mint chocolate chip, and the only one in the competition so far this morning is Lee. He's in twice. Who else is going to get in on the competition? We've got the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. And we've got the African Safari Wildlife Passes in Port Clinton, Ohio. And they are VIP passes. So there you go. 740-383-9944.
I just can't imagine pistachio ice cream would taste very good. Like, pistachios are good, but, like, they're just, like, salty.
Well, I think it'd be okay if you like pistachio nuts. Go ahead, caller.
Strawberry.
Strawberry is number six.
Number six. You know, my favorite ice cream flavor is strawberry.
Yeah, I know. You were upset when Wendy's got rid of the strawberry frosting.
Well, they have it now.
Yep, they brought it back.
They have it through the fall, I believe. So I'm going to like Wendy's until the fall. And then in the fall, we'll have a little bit of a falling out again because of the strawberry frosty. Why get rid of it? Go ahead, caller.
Strawberry.
Somebody already said
we just got strawberry.
I can barely hear Matt. I really can't hear him at all on the phone. And over the air, it's very faint.
Okay. Matt, yell, I guess.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
So, most popular ice cream flavors. There are two left to go, and the answers we have so far are vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip, and strawberry.
Vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip, and strawberry. Now, we've got two left to go.
Correct.
Favorite ice cream flavors. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour. So far, Lee is the only one in on the competition, and we've got drawings to do here for pizzas and African Safari Wildlife Passes. Well, we've hit the basic flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, and we have a weird one, mint chocolate chip, in there, but the other ones, we don't know. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not a fan of this flavor, but something tells me that Rocky Road is on there.
Rocky Road is not on there. I was actually surprised that it wasn't.
Okay. How about Cookies and Cream, which I do enjoy very much?
Yeah, Cookies and Cream is number five.
Okay, thank you. I still can't hear you, Matt.
Okay. I'm having all kinds of trouble here this morning. Yell.
Yell?
Yell. Just scream it out.
Scream into the microphone.
We hope other people can hear. Now, can anybody else hear Matt here this morning? 740-383-9944. It's a morning, apparently. It's, you know, it's Friday. It's raining. It's summertime. 740-383-9944. What is our missing ice cream flavor here? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Moose Tracks.
Moose Tracks is also not on the list.
Can you hear Matt okay?
Yeah, I can. I'm listening on my phone, but yeah, I can hear it fine.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right. Well, apparently, Adam is just deaf.
I guess so.
Poor Adam. Starting to lose his hearing. You know, you can't do any workout to get that hearing fixed.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Once it's gone, it's gone. So, no Moose Tracks. What is Moose Tracks?
It's like peanut butter with, like, it's like peanut butter cups with caramel and nuts, I do believe.
Well, that doesn't sound bad.
It's not bad.
I never veer away from the strawberry. I just stay in the strawberry.
I usually just go with chocolate.
There you go. Basic. Favorite ice cream flavors. Now, what do we have again?
We have vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, and strawberry.
All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan is the last on the list at number 4.
All right, we got it.
A nut flavor, and of course you are what you eat, right?
So you're a butter pecan?
No, I'm nutty.
And all buttered up, I guess.
that also, yes.
All right, thanks. Well, we just got a message here on our Facebook that Matt is coming through on Alexa. Clear. From our friend Mary.
Nice. I didn't know you could listen to TuneIn on Alexa.
Oh, yes. You just say, hey, nobody's got an Alexa here, right? Because if you do that and there's an Alexa in the room, it'll go off. But you just say, hey, Alexa, play WWGH, and bam, and there it is.
Nice.
You can listen to this station so many ways.
I have both a Google Home and an Alexa.
Google Home will do it, too. Hey, Google, play WWGH. Bam, we're up.
Nice.
You need to have this blaring in your house 24/7. No?
Okay. I'll be sure to play it when I get home.
I feel like you're lying.
No, I gotta clean the house when I get home anyway.
You're gonna listen to this station I'm gonna quiz you tonight. I'm gonna say, what did you listen to? All right, 74038. Oh, we got all the things. So now we need to. It's one of those days, folks. It's live. It's gonna be like this. All right. What was that category?
So the last category was most popular ice cream flavors, and the top 6 answers were vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, cookies and cream, and strawberry.
All right, now the new category. So far, Lee is the only one, and Lee and Adam took care of that category.
All right, so the new category, America's favorite dog breeds.
Oh, America's favorite dog breeds. Now, how many answers do we have here?
5.
5 big answers, America's favorite dog breeds. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
You like dogs, Scott?
I do like dogs, but I don't want one.
Why not?
It would work. You know, you have to take them out all the time, and you have to pick up after them, and they need a lot of attention. And if I lived with somebody, which ain't going to happen, maybe I would because we could split the work, but other than that, no way. Go ahead, caller.
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd is number 4 on the list.
Got it. German Shepherd brings in at number 4 on the list today. German Shepherd, number 4.
I honestly thought German Shepherd would be a little higher. I like German Shepherds.
They're okay. I think probably the most popular dog is the German Shepherd. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
How about a poodle?
A poodle's number 5 on the list.
Poodle number 5 on the list.
But, so, the numbers I got for the dog breeds came from the American Kennel Club, so, like, this is accurate to at least the registered dogs for the American Kennel Club.
Oh, this came from the American Kennel Club... itself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll buy it.
So, German Shepherd ranks number 4 in the United States.
German Shepherd, number 4 in the United States, and Poodle is...
Number 5.
Number 5. So, we got the bottom 2.
Yep, bottom 2.
We need the top 3. Go ahead, caller.
How about a beagle?
Nope, not on the list.
No beagle on the list here today. No beagle. 740-383-9944. America's favorite dog breeds. We need the top 3. We've got the Poodle... and the German Shepherd.
What's your favorite dog breed, Scott?
You know, I like the smaller dogs because they're easier to take care of. So I would say I like, I'm trying to think. Go ahead, caller.
How about Lab?
Oh, yeah. That's number two on the list.
Number two.
Alrighty.
Lab number two on the list. I'm trying to think of... There was a dog that I really liked, and I'm trying to remember what breed it was.
I like Shih Tzus.
I don't think it was a Shih Tzu. Shih Tzu. Isn't that Shih Tzu?
I don't know.
I believe it's Shih Tzu. we'll check back on that. Go ahead, caller.
Pit bulls are currently very popular.
Pit bull is not on the list.
How about a retriever? Do you need me to be more specific?
Yeah, more specific.
Well, Labrador, they come in multiple colors. Kind of like ice cream.
We already got that one.
Okay, I can't hear you, so talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Poor Adam. Adam needs to run down to Beltone when it's over today and
I guess
take care of it.
So upsetting.
Poor Adam. 37 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. He'll have to get one of those stickers. I am hearing impaired. Go ahead, caller.
How about the collie?
A collie?
Oh, no. No collie on the list.
No collie on the list here today. And a little feedback there.
So, sorry, my head broke for a second. So we have three answers off the board, two to go. The answers we currently have are Labrador Retriever, German Shepherd, and Poodle.
There you go. Those are the three we have. We need two more to go, right?
Yes, two to go.
America's favorite dog breeds.
Number one and three.
Number one and number three. Okay, go ahead, caller.
A Chihuahua.
Chihuahua is not on the list.
No Chihuahua on the list here today. Very interesting. Chihuahua is very popular. I like a Chihuahua.
I don't know. I like Chihuahua breeds. I don't like the Chihuahua, like, I don't like purebred Chihuahuas.
You're probably right.
They're evil.
Mixed. Yes. Mixed with something, I guess, is what we'd say. Go ahead, caller.
Hound dog.
Nope. No hound dog on the list.
No hound dog on the list. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. That's going to be a little conversation tonight, because you went to see the musical Shake and Bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, which had something to do with Elvis. I don't really know what, but it did.
It had, like, barely to do with Elvis.
Well, we'll sort all that out tonight. That'll be for the big show tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m. All right, favorite dog breeds, 740-383-9944. Favorite dog breeds. Now, what do we have so far?
So far, we have Labrador Retriever, German Shepherd, and Poodle.
Labrador Retriever.
Golden Shepherd?
Golden Shepherd.
Golden Shepherd. German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
And Poodle.
And Poodle. But we still need two more. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A Golden Doodle.
No Golden Doodle on the list.
No Golden Doodle on the list. Well, darn. We're not doing very well here today.
The last two are kind of... Well, I don't know. I thought the one would be easier, but the first one is kind of hard.
Difficult.
Yeah. See, it's kind of crazy, because it's the most popular dog, but...
Dog is possibly one of the most difficult?
To, like, keep?
Like, no, to guess, I guess.
Oh, yes. To guess? Probably.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder why that is.
Probably because the American Kennel Club is like, for, I don't know how to put it, but they have, like, purebred dogs, mainly, so, like, it's whatever kind of dog that a rich person decides to buy, basically.
Go ahead, caller.
What's the wiener dog? Dachshund.
Nope, no dachshund on the list.
No dachshund on the list here today.
I like dachshund. Very nice dog.
Dachshunds are nice dogs, sure. Certainly. Favorite dog breeds is where we are right now. We've got African Safari Wildlife tickets. We've got a large Neighbor's Pizza 1 topping we're going to be giving away today. And we're trying to get people in on the competition here. 740-383-9944.
What do you think, Scott?
I don't know. I can't even remember the name. The dog that I liked the most, it was a pudgy little dog, but I don't know what it was.
Talking about a pug?
It may be. Might have been. Go ahead, caller.
Great Dane.
No Great Dane on the list.
Well, how about a hot dog?
Why not? No Great Dane, no hot dog. What a thing. 740-383-9944. Popular dog breeds is the category here. We need two more. Who's going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is Golden Retriever on there?
It is, number three.
I hear you fine, Scott. You're loud and clear. Matt sounds like he's in Upper Sandusky or something.
Well, other people hear him okay. Mary and Lee say they hear him okay.
Yeah, you're fine. You're actually too loud. And that's both on the air and over the phone, so I don't know.
Well, I think you're too loud. What do you think of that?
I hear you perfectly fine.
All right. Well, we'll keep working on it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gee whiz. Now, was that necessary? You're too loud. Now, do you feel I'm too loud?
I don't think so.
No, there you go. Who needs that? Who needs that criticism? Go ahead, caller.
I'm a pug.
No pug on the list.
Bye-bye. No pug on the list here today.
Number one answer. The only one standing.
Number one. Wait, what are the other four or five? Four?
Four. So the other four answers are Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, and Poodle.
Very interesting. Number one is last.
Number one is the last.
The number one dog breed. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bulldog?
Can you be more specific?
A bulldog, I know you said a pit bull before, but that wasn't on there, but a bulldog. How about a boxer?
No boxer.
But more specific on the bulldog.
Yes.
So he's bulling around because he wants to fight the boxer.
Exactly. There's a fight going on.
What's going on? What's more specific? Like,
it's a certain
first name after the boxer, first name before the boxer, or a boxer so-and-so, or a so-and-so boxer?
It's a certain kind of bulldog.
Huh. I didn't know all my bulldogs.
Well, there's a lot of bull in those dogs.
There are two that I can think of.
Hey, bye-bye. There's different breeds of bulldogs?
Yeah.
Okay. And apparently one is the most popular.
Yep.
I'll take your word for it. 740-383-9944. So there you go. It's a breed of bulldog.
You're not taking my word for it. You're taking the American Kennel Club's word.
You know, I don't know. You brought these categories in as chosen today by Matt here. I don't know. I didn't see the list. I have no idea what the answers are.
That is fair. It is just on my phone.
So what are the answers we have so far? Number two.
All right. So far, the answers we have are Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, and Poodle.
All right. Well, maybe this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the answer?
Nope.
English Bulldog?
It is not English Bulldog.
Oh. Hey, did you guys know this? That I recently listened to a podcast about, it was this lady who had escaped North Korea, and she was telling what life was like in North Korea, and she said that recently Kim Jong-un has ordered the decimation of all dogs, like the euthanasia of all dogs. He said that to own and love a dog is too much like Western culture.
Well, he's nuts.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's horrible, though.
Well, on that happy note, talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, that Kim Jong-un, he ain't all up there.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
What do you think's wrong with him? Think it's hereditary?
It's kind of like, so you know how the whole thing with, like, when somebody grows up spoiled, they grow up without knowing consequences? Well, he grew up with a grandfather who was the owner, or who basically owned the country, and then his father owned the country and made himself supreme ruler of all time, so he's not even, in theory, in control. He's just, you know, leading till his dad gets back.
So it all comes back to money again.
I guess so.
Money is corrupting. Money is corrupting. So the number one type of dog breed, says the Kennel Club. Go ahead, caller.
I would say a French bulldog.
Yes, French bulldog is the number one answer.
What is a French bulldog?
They're like small bulldogs.
Okay.
I don't understand how that's number one. Pitbull isn't even there, and it seems like everybody.
So French Bulldogs are really popular with dog breeders and like talent shows and whatnot.
They're not popular in Ohio. I see a lot of pit bulls, and I'll go along with the retrievers.
Pit bulls are actually towards the bottom of the list.
I don't know where they got the survey from, but observation of dogs in central and mid Ohio, I'll say that much.
Because the American Kennel Club goes off of, purebred dogs, so it's however many dogs are, registered within their organization. So it's the most popular dog breed within the organization. So the majority of people who are in the American Kennel Club have French Bulldogs
registered. I'm worried about half of what you say, but I'm glad I got the right answer. Have a nice day, boys.
All right. Well, Adam always on a cheery note, even on the Friday. Okay. Whatever. Run that category down again so everybody has the answers. Mark these down at home, folks.
Alrighty. So, America's favorite dog breeds are number 1, French Bulldog. Number 2, Labrador Retriever. Number 3, Golden Retriever. Number 4, German Shepherd. And number 5, Poodle.
Alright, next category.
Next category is things people lie about on their resume.
Things people lie about on their resume. That's where we are. Things people lie about on their resume. How many answers do we have here?
4.
4? Only 4?
Only 4.
All right. 740-383-9944. Things people lie about on their resume. All right. Somebody just sent me a picture of a dog, but I don't know what breed that... Well, who knows? You see that dog? Do you know what breed that is?
I can't see it very well.
I don't know. Oh, that's a French Bulldog.
Oh, it is a French Bulldog.
That's a French Bulldog. I guess I've never seen a French Bulldog. All right, go ahead, caller.
I would say their education, their degrees, where they went to college, if they went to college.
Yeah, education is number 1 on the list.
Okay, well, I'll take my PhD and I'll try to think of a different answer.
Education on the list at number 1. Only 3 answers left. Things people lie about on their resume. Things people lie about on their resume. 740-383-9944. What else do people lie about on their resume?
I don't... What's the point in lying on your resume, Scott?
I don't know. Won't people find you out?
Yeah, if you lie on your... I mean, maybe not, I don't know. They'd have to, ask to see your degree or something if you put, a college. But lying about other things is just pointless. Because, what if they ask you to do something you don't know how to do? And then...
Yeah, I don't think it's good to lie on your resume. I think that's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, you're going
to
get fired.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's your education. What if down the road they say, well, let's see your PhD in that field. You can't produce it.
Yeah.
Or they call the school looking for... It's bad. Don't do it. Don't do it. 740-383-9944. Things people lie about on their resume. We've got a large neighbor's pizza as a prize here today, as well as the tickets to the African Safari Wildlife in Port Clinton, Ohio. Go ahead.
Question for you. It's Scott, since I'm not going to call you Scott, sir. The more I think about that name, the more I despise it. But I think it's Scott is just perfect. So if I wrote a resume and I said that Phil Donahue was a reference, kind of a 2-degree separation, because he's such a good friend of yours. And since you're, I guess, a friend of mine, that would be like an indirect reference. So... would that be lying if I put Phil Donahue as a reference on my resume?
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would.
Your references.
Because I don't think Phil Donahue knows who you are, so I think, yes, that would be a lie.
How about Donald Trump, since you interviewed the fake Donald Trump? That's 3 degrees away, so if I put Donald as a reference, that might not be good, though, depending upon where I would apply for a job at.
Right, I think you're in trouble with those two. I think
it would be, prevaricating with respect to references, would that be on the list?
References. Are references something people lie about on their resume?
Yeah, references. Like I put Phil Donahue. But is that even lying because it's like a 2-degree separation?
No references on the...
No references.
Okay, well, I'll reference my fake PhD and see what I can come up with.
There you go. All right. References are not something people lie about on their resume. 10 minutes left to go this hour. Things people lie about on their resume. Only have one answer so far. 740-383-9944.
You ever lie on a resume, Scott?
I don't think so. You know, my resume is so good looking on its own, I don't think I really need to beef it up any.
Fair point.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got all the stuff on there. I've been all over the place. You know, I have a degree, so I don't have to lie about that. I have a background in teaching. Don't have to lie about that. Background in broadcasting. Don't have to lie about that. Adam's trying to take my references and put them on his resume, and, you know, that would be a lie. But they would work for me. I don't know.
So, when you use somebody as a reference, you got to give a contact number. So, are you just going to give away the contact number of all these people?
Well, no, I wouldn't. See, I would never use it as a resume. I would never use a celebrity as a resume or a reference because I think that's a little braggy. Go ahead, caller.
How about their age?
No age on the list.
No age on the list, interestingly enough. No age on the list here today. Things people lie about on their resume. That's what we're looking for, 52 minutes past the hour. African safari, wildlife tickets, a large neighbor's pizza. Boy, wouldn't that be good on this rainy, rainy Friday. Nasty out there.
I don't eat pizza.
You know, that's a whole nother thing.
I'm sure it's good, though.
Yeah, what? Are you going to take tonight's guest out for dinner before you come tonight?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Don't you think that it's nice if you would, though?
I bet it would be.
Well, gee whiz. Poor person. 740-383-994. Going to come here on an empty stomach. Go ahead, caller.
I would say it's your skills, and one thing that often comes up is people always say they're a self-starter, whereas I don't think most people even know what a self-starter is, which is kind of interesting because at a previous job, when my supervisor analyzed me, like reviewed me, I guess, he said I'm a self-starter, which I am if you look at what it means. But most people say that. They don't even know what a self-starter is. So a list of skills, you know, the computer skills, obviously, that they can do programming. You know, things that they're either exaggerating or don't even know what they're talking about. So that's my answer.
Yeah, skills/experience is number four.
The self-starter to me, that's a pet peeve because everybody seems to say that. But, you know, folks, if you put on your self-starter, at least know what that means. And if you're not a self-starter, that's fine.
Well, do tell. What does a self-starter mean?
I think it means proactive. You see an issue, you grab the bull by the horns. You don't need someone kind of to tell you what needs to be done in a certain situation. You take the initiative to fix things and solve things the right way, to customize what you're saying based upon the particular situation or whom it is you are servicing. Kind of like with grocery bagging, you would know to put the eggs in the right place so they don't break or interfere with other things that might be in the bag or they make the bag too heavy. So you might be very, very skilled at that, Scott. You're definitely a self-starter.
Thank you, Adam. I'll take that to heart.
Have a good day, boys.
Bye-bye. You know, what about obsessive? obsessive with incorrect information. I think that's what Adam's resume should read. Obsessive about incorrect information. Jeez.
Self-starter.
Whatever.
Bagging groceries.
Listen, I never did that job all that well to begin with.
Bag groceries?
No. I mean, you know, when I have to do it, you know, when I'm dealing with other people, I know not to put the toxic stuff with food, but other than that...
Well, most people don't care. I do a lot of asking when I'm at work. Ask if I can put, like...
You know what question I hate?
Meat with
do you want your
wipes?
Milk in a bag? I hate that. Why do you want your milk in a bag? Nobody wants their milk in a bag.
Unless you're, like... I don't know. There's people who want milk in a bag.
Why do you want milk in a bag?
There's a lot of people who want their gallon of milk in a bag.
How is that going to help you in life, putting your milk in a bag?
The excuse I get most of the time is I wouldn't, but last time I came, I dropped it and it broke or something like that. Or, like, last time I came, it, like...
Do you see a lot of milk out in the parking lot?
Sweat all over my car. Nah, not a whole lot.
Milk sweat.
You do see milk in the car sometimes, or in the lot sometimes.
Nothing worse than milk sweat.
You ever see, like, a whole gallon of milk just on the ground?
I did the other day. Somebody dropped a whole gallon right in... U-Scan.
Oh, that's...
It was a mess.
That's nice.
740-383-9944. The question is, things people lie about on a resume. Now, what answers do we have?
The two answers off the board so far are education and skills/experience.
So we got two answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
I haven't been listening, so what answers have you gotten so far?
Education and skills and experience.
Experience, education, and what?
Skills, experience, and education.
Okay, so former jobs would be the experience, I suppose, would be the same thing?
No, former job is number 2 on the list.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Things people lie about on a resume. Very interesting. To know what people lie about on a resume. I've never lied on a resume.
I feel like most people probably don't lie on a resume. Feels kind of...
Why lie?
I don't know. It feels kind of counterproductive. You get hired in doing a job you don't know how to do because you have credentials on your resume that says you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you know what job you're applying for anyway? I mean, you don't want to oversell what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. 740-383-9944. Things people lie about on a resume. 57 minutes past the hour here. Now, we're going to do this for a whole nother hour, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're going to draw for these African Safari wildlife tickets, and we've also got the pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, large one-topping pizza on this rainy, rainy Friday afternoon. 740-383-9944. Things people lie about on a resume.
One thing left to go.
And don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Matt, Sean, myself, and a special guest.
It'll be fun.
Oh, the person's hugely excited to be here tonight. You'll hear it tonight.
Yeah.
It's the height of excitement.
It'll be fantastic.
It's going to be fantastic. 740-383-9944. Things people lie about on a resume. Now, the answers we have again are...
Education, former job titles, and skills.
Education, former job titles, and skills. One answer left to go. 740-383-9944. Isn't this going to be interesting if we get the correct answer? If we do.
You would think so, but I don't know. This list kind of strange.
The last answer's odd?
I think so.
Really?
I think it kind of goes along with the fourth answer.
What was the fourth answer?
Skills and experience.
Okay. Well, there's a little hint for you. It kind of goes along with skills and experience. Things people lie about on a resume. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Lee and Marion so far here this morning, and a lot of attempts. Go ahead, caller.
Criminal record.
No criminal record.
No criminal record on the list today. No criminal record. But you might lie about that.
I don't think you should lie about a criminal record either. Most places just do a background check, and if you lie about a criminal record, you're just not hireable.
Do you think most people do a background check? I think some businesses do, but I don't know if they all do. They'll do a drug test, but I don't know if they do a background check.
I think a lot of them do.
Maybe. That's probably going to be a red flag if you've got a criminal record. Might hurt you in the long run.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Education?
Education was the... sorry. We already have education.
Oh, okay.
We already have education. So run those down again.
So the answers we already have are education, former job titles, and skills.
Education, former drug... What'd you say? Weird Friday.
Education, former job titles...
Oh, I thought you said drug titles. Turns out you said dog. No, what'd you say?
Job.
Job.
Yes.
My headphones must not be working right today. Not hearing things correctly.
Education, former job titles, and then skills.
Go ahead, caller.
Years experience on their qualifications.
Yep, time spent at other jobs.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Time spent at other jobs, so that finishes off that category, right?
It does.
So that gets Ted in. Now, Ted, Mary, and Lee are in the competition. Now, we're going to draw at the end of next hour for the African Safari Wildlife tickets and the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. Now, there's still time for you to get in, so don't tune away. We're going to take a little 15-minute break here. We're going to come back, And Charlene, by the way, we've got your Del Taco beanie and your Del Taco $10 gift card here. If you'd like to come pick it up before 1 o'clock today, we're going to have that here in the studio. But we've got a whole another hour coming up of Family Feud. Then today from noon to 1, we're going to be joined by somebody from Radio Station Past in the studio who's going to join Matt and I for a conversation. And, of course, we'll be on tonight from 8:15 until 10 p.m. Come back in 15 minutes.
The world to me, and I hope you are still able to do it periodically, because when you come on, the morning is more exciting, a little